Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you from Madison on Devil Radio and Waukesha on the Shaw. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, I guess for a couple of things, that leaders are responsible for their words as well as their actions. I mean, if we trace back, our history in the common law, it probably wasn't under the law, under secular law, but Henry II, when he made the comment, well, somebody rid me of this troublesome monk, and his knights went out and murdered, Thomas Becket, that King Henry was whipped for that. I mean, that, and it just, and for, on the voting rights thing, I mean, that the question I'd ask these people who object to it on one issue, I mean, this, on one particular issue, how long should people have to wait in line before they get a chance to cast their ballot? Should it be 8 hours, 6 hours, 4 hours? I mean, and then these states where they make it where you're waiting that long, they made it illegal for you to offer people, a drink of water, which is kind of a violation of the whole Christian kind of what Jesus preached about, that if I was thirsty, you'd give me, give me something to drink. It is just kind of disturbing to me that a lot of these guys that profess to be, motivated by Christianity and a lot of what they do, fail to recognize some of that. But leaders, rulers and leaders should be responsible for what the words they say. I mean, Trump intentionally stirred up that crowd. He went back to his motel room and probably, that got excited without the assistance of Viagra for the first time in decades, watching the crowd get all stirred up. I mean, it is just because we've got people that were there reporting it, that he was all excited to see these people storming the Capitol. I mean, that what more evidence do you need that this man is, there's something about him that just ain't right? And that,
right. No, you're making a good point. And when it comes to, your words can involve criminal liability. You talked about Henry II and the murder of Becket was an awful thing. One little historical anecdote when you said that is Henry II supposedly was one of the few men in history who had a perfectly spherical head. It's like a bowling ball. So his eyes were like sockets where you put your fingers in a bowling ball. Whenever I think of him ginning up the murder of the Archbishop of Canterbury, I think of a bowling ball. I don't know. That's just me. That's just this show. But you're absolutely right about Trump. I mean, Trump sent these people. He lathered them up. He lathered them up, and he sent them up there with it. And they thought he was leading them. And remember something? He was at the time the commander in chief of the military. And, let's say it was Dwight Eisenhower back in the 50s or 40s said, "Gun with me." There's a lot of veterans I know would have gone with him. Absolutely. And this clown, he says, "I'm going to lead you." And some of them were malevolent, but some of them were simply ginned up and misled. And they went up there and he should be responsible for that. And these police officers are suing him. And he brought a motion to dismiss the ones that got injured. They were beaten. They have some have cognitive impairment, and he should pay. He should pay, among others. And he's going, "Oh, First Amendment, oh, immunity." Baloney. Baloney. What do you mean First Amendment and immunity? Baloney. So, yeah, there you have it. The guy, he always dodges responsibility. He's the artful dodger. He's an expert at somebody else taking the hit. He's an expert at somebody else taking the bullet. He jumps back behind a wall. These other guys get plugged. His CFO, his chief financial officer, criminally charged. His lawyer, Michael Cohen, spent time in jail. And what was really ridiculous about that is Michael Cohen, he went to jail basically for Stormy Daniels, and he never met Stormy Daniels. He didn't have anything to do with Stormy Daniels. He takes the hit. Unbelievable. We're going to the line. CJ of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ? CJ of Madison, my friend, you're on the line. You're on the line, CJ.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, CJ. You can bet. You hear Go me ahead. Man?
Okay. Well, thanks for taking my call. Bill Clinton was a good president because he's passed 7 of the 10 items of the contract with America with the Republicans, as you spoke of before. Destroying the democracy to save it is what you're trying to do. You're trying to get to 50 plus votes by killing the filibuster. There's already 52 votes against killing the filibuster with Sinema and Manchin, and also John Kelly has stated he's against killing it. I'd like you to Google, or just anybody can find it. Listen to people who were dead set against killing the filibuster. Cory Booker, Chris Coons, Dick Durbin, Bob Martinez, and Joe Biden, and Chuck Schumer. So if anybody, remember, then just hear the words they say about killing the filibuster. Now it's okay.
Well, but CJ, do you think we should have gerrymandered legislatures? Do you believe in gerrymander?
I'm not so sure about that, Matt.
Yeah, well, this gets rid of the gerrymander, CJ. That's the deal. That's the deal. It gets rid of the gerrymander. You're not going to believe this. I'm going to tell it to you. If voting rights passed, it would benefit Republicans. More and more people would be able to vote. And look what happened in Virginia and New Jersey last time. Democrats are losing share of the Latino vote in Arizona, Florida, and Texas. And they're losing a little share among African-American men. If the Republicans were smart, they would be proposing voting rights. CJ, thanks a lot for calling in.
Yes,
Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert?
Hi. CJ seems to be confused. In no shape or form is the filibuster a good thing. The reality is Manchin and Sinema won't pass anything, or they don't want to reform it because they're corrupt. Now, the other thing is when he talks about the Republican votes, the Republican votes in the Senate from who, right? There are 145 people in Congress on the Republican side that basically were involved in supporting a coup and are in support of a domestic terrorism, a capital that killed police officers, injured people. I mean, these guys are way off the rails. I mean, my question is, where are we at with 14th Amendment Section 3 and putting these people in prison? Christopher Wray from the FBI seems very, very relaxed. I know Merrick Garland gets a lot of the heat, but I don't see the FBI doing a lot. And it seems like there were crimes committed all over the place. Why aren't they driving the bus? Why is it being driven through a committee in Congress?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. The 14th Amendment, in a sense, prohibits people who took an oath to uphold the United States and then fought the United States. And it referred to the Confederacy, obviously, are barred from office. Trump should be barred from office as a result of the 14th Amendment. Nobody has the guts to say what you just said, even though it's plain as the nose in your face, because they go, well, that was the Confederates. It doesn't say Confederates. It just says who part of an insurrection when they previously swore an oath. And you're absolutely right. It's actually 167 Republicans voted not to certify Joe Biden, even though he won. That is a coup, and that has to be said a lot more. I'm glad you called in, Robert. That is a very important point. And 3 justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court out of 7 refused to certify Joe Biden. If Brian Hagedorn had gone with him 4-3, we would have had a constitutional crisis in Wisconsin. And talking about Wisconsin right here. Going to break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Mm-hmm.